like,
we just switched. We just switched vibes right there.
Well, I just didn't know that we were gonna do like a whole. We're gonna just do, like hello episode. But let's do it. I guess
but
so.
We're gonna go in like we're just talking regularly, but like structure is good.
Yeah, usually just kind of have an outline in my mind.
Yeah, I like that. Well, hello, number two podcast in the galaxy, hidden to you right now.
Number two podcast in the galaxy, we're recording in. On Earth.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
So like.
But number one on Earth, but then like, we're the number one, like, we're the number one podcast on Earth, but we are thinking about the galaxy. So then if you think about the galaxy, we're actually number two, because then Midnight Gospel.
Midnight Gospel is definitely number one.
He got us a number one.
Yeah.
So.
So, you know what? We hope all our galactic listeners are enjoying this segment. We're still here on Earth.
But how close are we to Earth? I'm kind of drifting into another dimension right now.
Yeah, we're pretty close to Earth. Like, my hands are on the ground right now, but,
yeah,
you know, our consciousness is definitely streaming. Stream us on all platforms, please.
Like, subscribe.
Thank you. So, yeah, we're still.
So, being in New York City, you just feel like you're X of infinity. You're one of these earthlings. Because, like, no one really, you know, you're walking down the street, no one really cares about you that much. They're gonna, like, we're like, where can we find backwards? And this guy tells us. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, we find a new friend. He's gonna show us all this stuff. He's already on to his next idea in the day. No one really like cares about you as much as you think in New York City.
Yeah, you're just like magnify your perception, but in reality, you're just one of many. And it's really I like that. You know what I mean? The solid. It's like a stoicism. You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, I am my own thing. You like feel you can conquer this entire town.
Yeah.
But then you're just like just one blip. So today we saw someone selling cotton candy, and I was thinking about how much cotton candy is, how delicious it is, and how like it takes a giant machine to fucking twirl that cone. It's just like such a process.
Yes, but it's also such a flick of the wrist to get that, you know what I mean? It's the way you twirl it to get it in that position, right? And then we got this cotton candy guy. How much cotton candy you got? It a lot. How do you keep it in that perfect fluff? Where is it? I don't believe it anymore. I'm like, wait, this is too good to be true. I gotta see him again.
Yeah,
how does
I think
he keep
he was just
it in the fluff? The whole
Yeah. But the reward is very sweet once you have a bite of the cotton candy. And then I feel like we just So I think Earth Day should be every day.
That's what it is.
Okay, good. Every day is Earth Day when you're on Earth.
But then, no, you know why there's so many planets and galaxies that, like, it's only once a year? Because
what?
And they have, because today's Uranus Day.
Today?
Bro, you gotta celebrate every planet. Imagine. They're like, bro, why don't they even celebrate us? Where's Jupiter Day? Where's Pluto? Pluto's like, come on. Just because I'm not a planet doesn't mean I can't be with you guys.
Pluto Day.
Pluto's we're like, we'll rename Pluto. Pluto's not Pluto anymore.
That's why we really like astrology, because we give it all their attention that it wants. You know, you have to give the galaxy attention. You know.
Yes, and then you realize you can hear everybody, right? So then everyone can hear you. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, so to all our galactic listeners on Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter, Mars, Venus,
Mercury. And if we forgot, we just don't know about you. I'm sorry about the forgotten planets.
The other moons.
The stars,
all the moons, and all, like, especially
moons.
The Jupiter moons. Saturn, we forgot Saturn. Shout out to you, Saturn.
Yes.
But thank you to all our listeners. Until next time. Moving faster.
Greetings, greetings. Time is moving faster. wait.
Because the orbit of the Earth is speeding up due to, I don't know if it's the pandemic or just like climate change, I believe. I don't know if it's confirmed by NASA. And also on top of that, the fact that that space travel is going to be a reality within the next 5 years to Earth and potentially Mars. Elon was like, we should get people up there by but like in 5 years, or at least start the expedition in 5 years, I believe. So to all our galactic listeners, we might do a meetup. So like, if you want to come through and chill, like, let us know. And if you can pay the $150 million ticket it is to get on that space travel craft that is going to be from the US, let us know. Let us know if you can sponsor us.
Whoa, I'm so stuck on that first idea.
No, yeah, it's pretty intense.
Whoa. Where did that thought go? I was just thinking about that thought. That guy's just looking up. And that guy's just looking at me. I looked in his eyes and he turned around. I'm like, God.
What can why you say? God,
da, 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 da. I love that hat. I love that hat. The way she raps, the way she walks, the way she talks. I love the outfit, the way she walking. The outfit is appreciating in my nation, the New York nation, babbling away. What radio station they playing this on? Ooh, I didn't even know it was my favorite song. Ooh.
We should go make music with Jason.
Yeah, we should right now. Mm-hmm. You want to go make music? Is he right near here?
He's about to pull up.
You're so funny. Yeah, I'm like, so, I was like, someone's on Jason, nothing. And then he's like, he's here. That's Jason.
Yo, what's up? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Hey. Nice to see you.
Yeah, join us.
Mommy, what do we want to do? We want to roll up a little doobie. A little doobie, loobie, loobie.
So we're here in the present moment. On Earth. The time is 1:50 p.m. Yeah. It's, yeah, 1:50 p.m. Well, why does Gabby... Why does your
almost 5 o'clock?
Why does your clock say 1:51 p.m.? Are you okay?
Why?
Because it's 5 p.m.
What?
Because
what time is it?
I just told Jason it's 1:51 p.m.
What time is it?
And Jason was like,
"Bro, are you okay?"
So it's clearly not 1:51 p.m., but Gabby's computer says it's 1:51 p.m.
That would be some shit Anna would do too. I love it.
Yeah.
We're living in another dimension.
No, yeah, so yeah, we are. Jason's about to enter our dimension.
Yes. Hello.
We also just smoked a blunt. Smoked a backwood.
I smoked a wood in like 3 years.
You want to smoke a wood?
Yeah, Gabby told me. Yeah, we had like a really interesting encounter. Not the deli person, the person who was hiding the white Russians from Gabby, and Gabby's laser vision was like, I know where the white Russians are. And he's like, no, we only have sweet
the
aroma. And
he puts two.
Creams are like,
no, yeah, yeah, we just soaked that. Like, it was
those
so
are like the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, you're a liar.
She's just like, turn around. I see the white packaging because it's like in a refrigerator, in the little.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Bro.
And then she like,
we only were getting
she protested
that.
Him. She got her, she literally protested that she wanted the Russian cream.
I love how that in New York City that she protested.
Gotta, like,
yeah, she protested.
You gotta know that, like,
yeah,
I've seen,
I did a
dude, they get yelled
in
New
York City. I protested backwards.
Dude, they get yelled
I'm
at.
Sorry.
They get yelled at.
What?
People will literally go into a fucking bodega and be like, where are the backwoods? Where are
yeah,
the Russian
Yeah, why are
creams?
People weird like
that? I'm not kidding.
Like, you're not.
And like,
she's an activist.
That's why.
I'm not kidding. It's like,
I don't know.
Wait, do you know how to roll backwoods?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
okay, so
Russian
I just don't want to. I just like, I was like, wait, I'm going to gut this.
Are they
and
fresh?
Then, yeah, we just got them. Well, we just got them. They were from the refrigerator.
You ever open a backwood and it's dry and you're like,
yeah.
I want my money back.
Yeah. Okay.
I want my money back.
I want my money.
You're like a, I don't want to just like tobacco
the ground.
This is
what
I got ground.
Here. Oh yeah,
God,
you can tobacco the ground.
That, okay.
That's
like
it's natural. It's from
yeah,
the ground. It's
going to
grow a
ground.
Tobacco plant.
Yeah,
it's
gonna, we're going to grow tobacco.
A backwood plant?
Yo, Gabby.
Bro.
Backwood plant?
Imagine we grow in Brooklyn.
You're
a backwood plant.
You protested.
Free backwoods for everybody now. Huh? No one's going to be coming
Russian
here.
Creams will be
Russian creams.
Yo, Gabby deadass protested in Brooklyn about. No, that was the funniest thing ever.
I feel like when I'm in that with scenarios, like, I didn't realize you make me, you like hype up those moments that are just like normal.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, that's mad funny. Like when we
Ruby Rosa.
Ruby Rosa, yeah.
That's my favorite place in the world.
Yes, Ruby Rosa. Remember when they gave us the wrong topping? We're like, oh, we didn't order that.
Oh, they gave us mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah. And they gave us shrooms. We're like, yeah. Oh, we love shrooms, but we wanted to try the other one.
It was
arugula
mushroom.
Like, you wanted to try, like,
it was a tie-dye one. No, we did have tie-dye, have arugula mushroom.
And they
fucked it up or something. I think they gave us pepperoni.
They gave us some shit. And we're just like, oh, we ordered this. She's like, oh, okay. Like, it's going to come right out. Like, is there anything we can do? I was like, oh, you know, me just joking around.
Yeah, Gabby was like, I need a free bottle of wine.
I know.
It's a really good Mediterranean, like, spot over there.
Yeah, so we should go.
We should
What's
go
that
everywhere.
At? What's the
at?
What's
we
the
go,
at?
Yeah. We should go everywhere. So that, yeah, but then little things, like, I'm joking around. I'm like, oh, yeah, nice, you know.
No, you like protest food stuff, and then like like the way you did the backwards, you're like, no, like, you know what I mean? You're like, yes, like, you're very assertive in certain moments.
Yeah.
And so, like, people don't, like, they're not gonna say, like, no. They're like, okay, like, what?
Well, he was mad, but then I said, I see it.
Yeah.
There's gonna be
like,
a guy.
I guess you're gonna always say it. Even if you don't see the Russian cream, say, I see them right in the back. And then, you don't even see it.
I guarantee that some guy's gonna go in at, like, 9 o'clock tonight, go in and be like, yo, you got my cream saved? And he's gonna be like,
this girl.
Yeah, that's
man killed because of Russian cream.
No.
He's like, you
don't
know.
You don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
That's funny, Jason.
That's a whole skit, bro. Okay. One more, right?
The Russian cream protest.
Perfect.
I don't like to keep any paraphernalia because, you know how I've been when we in.
I like the backpack in a backpack.
Of course, right?
That's a vibe.
I still wear this to work every day.
Yeah, that's funny. The mini backpack in the big backpack. I don't think you can smoke weed in the city now. You always could, but what I mean? It's more like, I don't know.
Yeah, now we don't have that little
anxiety.
Just
that little thing, that little.
Like, yeah.
You
want to
just, like, look around, you know what I mean?
Like, why do I want to listen to other people's conversations? Am I really that bored? No. You know, like, why is that so interesting to me to listen and just watch people?
Well, it's hella interesting.
Yeah. It's like anthropology.
So I'm just thinking about how, like, perceiving people perceiving you, being aware of it, it's interesting.
Whoa, hi.
There's just so many conversations going on at the same time.
Part of the
exhibit.
Experience.
That's why you're like, let's just talk to other people.
Like, everybody is its own display case, and like, everyone loves watching each other.
I don't know if people ever do that. Like,
what?
Like, stop looking at me. We just like. I wonder if you ever do that. That's
what? What?
They ever like stop perceiving me?
Well,
stop perceiving me.
Yeah, that's a big meme. Please stop, I don't want
to
be.
But, like,
perceived.
Imagine someone actually said that in real life, like, to you, like, you're just there, and they're just, like,
I think this would be the place where they'd say that, for sure. This would be it.
This is the spot in the world where you would, Yo, no sé dónde está el lighter.
¿Ahora?
Do I have it?
Que la sien.
Oh, I lied to all of you. I still just completely bicked the shit out of you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Can you just stop lying to us? Like, we invite you here, and then you just start
You're just so lying, and we're here with our Russian creams. Like, cancer
vibes.
You don't have
trust issues.
Jason's such a cancer.
Trust issues, like.
Yeah, bro, the
can't
fuck?
Can't have trust issues if you
cancer.
Don't trust
anybody.
You already
anybody.
Know.
The cancer.
You already know. The Russian cream guy wouldn't even let us, trust issues. We got to think in the day. You know we love you.
There's so many different kinds of humans.
For sure.
Like, whoa.
And this is like a small sample size.
A sample, like a very, very unique.
I think the interesting thing about this park is that these are odd-numbered people. the oddities out in like a lot of majority of other spaces, but here they are the majority, so yeah, none of them stand out, which is super interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, the perception. Yeah,
it's the it's like no one here looks weird at all because everyone looks so similar. Whereas if you were to walk on Manhattan, like in the financial district,
oh yeah, no, you would be like,
the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah. That's a good thing about streaming on streams in the financial district.
Dude, it's a, I once was tripping sack in like fucking Bryant Park, and young me did not realize how fucking nice Bryant Park is.
It's intense.
I thought it was Central Park, where it's much more like.
Yeah.
Bryant tripping. Park is more.
It's everyone's there.
Business. That's not a real park.
That's not a real park. That's you're like not at a
bro,
real.
Bro, that's what I realized with Central Park. Central Park's not a real park either.
Yeah, it's just some weird shit.
I was tripping.
Central Park's fun. Bryant Park's beautiful too, but it was just like so many people.
But that's where you go like to have like lunch during work.
Yeah, exactly. It was a corporate environment. And yeah, I was just like, corporate. I'm like, oh my god, that's freaking out. Wow. I'm tripping, Zach, get me out of here.
I love these chihuahuas.
Yeah, I want a moped.
No, baby.
Oh,
no. Come here, little Chichi. Oh no, come to us. We will be your friend. I thought she was giving him a joint. Like the chihuahua.
Yeah, look at that. I love it. Yeah, it's a lot of people could be in their own world. It's like we're trying to like look at everyone.
What is that guy doing? He's just vibing.
And like this guy.
He's just like mind, body, soul right now.
Yeah, like this is his because he was like, I can't do this in his apartment.
Oh, he couldn't do it. No, that's hard, dude. That's that looks hard. Like a man with a shoulder injury trying to really stretch up his shoulder.
But he has a spit, yeah.
But then people also get off from, like, people watching them, too.
Sure, definitely.
So it's like...
The raw sexual energy of a Brooklyn park, for sure.
Yeah.
It's,
tuning in.
It's, what would you call it? It's tense out here.
It's tense. It's competitive.
True.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I just love the energy, right? Like, I love raw sexual energy.
It's in the air, for sure.
I like it in the air, but, like...
Unspoken.
The unspoken. Yeah, the unspoken. Wait,
it's not like a bar where everyone's closed and, like... Big carelessness of the park, would you say?
Like, just, like, booing the clock. Like, 24/7. Like, back to life. Oh, dude, I love how she just explodes. Yo, the chihuahua knows that he doesn't like it, but chihuahua still comes over. He's like, maybe later.
Yeah, dogs gotta really, they focus, that's why they're so hypersensitive, they focus on other people too. You know how this one doesn't even care? The chihuahua's like, doesn't even care.
My roots like my land. My owner's smoking a joint. What?
Sorry, I was just watching memes.
Memes are life right now.
Yeah, Jason's a meme professor.
I love memes.
Like, Jason literally talks about, like he's like a meme professor.
Memes are, they are like, that's the political thought right there. If you're a sociologist and you're not looking at memes, like, you're failing your job at the moment.
That's a socio.
No, yeah.
Anthropology too.
Yeah, that's
dude,
like
imagine if you
meme
could
culture.
Think about like, how do most people access like how people thought about the past, and it's like the daily interactions that they created on the world, like old diaries and shit. But we don't write diaries anymore, but we make a lot of memes.
You just make memes, yeah.
And it tells you a lot about how like things are thought about, what people are scared of, what they really love and dislike.
Yeah, like
memes
that's the point.
No,
yeah.
Like memes are like everyone.
Psychology.
Don't get me wrong, there's bad memes.
Yeah, like anything.
But some of them are really cool, specifically about specific topics.
You're like a Shaji memes are mad fucking funny.
Shaji memes say a lot more than just the movie star. It's also like, what are the archetypes of people? And
yeah,
how
yeah,
are they
yeah,
likely
yeah,
to respond?
Yeah. So like, so memes are a vibe.
Our whole sociology vibe, damn.
Yeah, like I was telling Jason, I was like, you could teach a class on memes.
Hobart had one, I never took it, but it was a sociology professor. She acknowledged
you were
like,
actually really,
yeah, yeah. I think it was our senior year. There's one who was like, yeah, memes are something. I didn't take it, I didn't know what was happening, but yeah, apparently, there's one sociology teacher and like not even like a tenured one. Like,
yeah, she's probably like, on some shit. Yeah. She's probably like, bro, I'm not tenured, I'm gonna just make a meme class.
Well, yeah,
no, that's, yeah, like it says a lot. It's a big reflection of society.
You
and
like,
our societal
memes
yeah,
are also like pretty
yeah,
artistic. You think about the things you gotta do to create some
political
good
thought.
Ones.
Wow.
Like, there for sure.
They are
yeah,
very
yeah,
artistic.
Digital,
yeah, the
yeah,
artistic. Like vaporwave aesthetics, like
yeah,
the cringy ass ones. I'm like, that's fucking gold.
Yeah, the vaporwave vibes.
What's vaporwave? What is it even talking about?
Like, it's like a genre.
How does
like,
one ever describe vaporwave?
Yeah, you can't describe
think of
it.
Like, think about the cheesy aesthetics of the 90s and the colors
yes,
and
that,
apply it in
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
that,
digital hyper pop.
Yeah, like hyper pop.
It's the hyper pop.
It's hyper pop.
That one is OD. That
very
one
bubbly.
Is funny.
Yeah, like space vibes, but like
clouds,
pink
big
and
clouds,
like, yeah, yeah, like
cotton candy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's all coming together.
We saw this dog mural and it's like rest in peace cannoli. It's just this dog that no, was it a rest in peace memorial or was it like
it was a dog?
Yeah, this is like dog smiling and it's a cannoli. Alright, let's go.
Bro, you're the funniest ever, bro. The way you perceive that is so funny, bro.
Yeah, it looked like a memorial. Like why else?
It was an advertisement for a restaurant.
No, I know, but like,
we saw this RIP memorial cannoli.
Yeah, I don't think the restaurant's name was cannoli, or was it?
I don't know, it was a dog restaurant. What was that?
I don't know.
Maybe it was a dog.
I thought it was a memorial.
Maybe it was, bro.
Yeah. Why else would you do that for cannoli?
Yeah.
It just looks very, like, in memory of cannoli.
Yeah. In memory of cannoli.
All right, vamos a comer.
Vamos, yeah. Es que, like, the sunlight, oh.
Yeah.
Me encanta, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? But, like, we need to keep going. It's already 5. Like, I just think it's 2:25.
Dude, it's 2:25 p.m. in our world. Gabby,
and
what the
this
fuck is
like,
wrong?
No, it's 5:23 here. I'm like, 5:23:47.
Dude, numbers fuck me up. I go schizo sometimes with numbers. Like, it's so
yeah,
bad.
It's not even on the right, like, what happened?
Gabby,
it's not
what
even
happened?
On the right minute either, bro. What even happened? That's how you know the world is, like, fast and, like, it's not synced up. Because, like...
It says 2:26 p.m.
Yeah, it says 24.
Jason was like, what the fuck is wrong with her when I said
nah,
that?
I was like, what's going on?
He, like, didn't flinch. He was just like, nah, it's just 5.
It's not.
Bro, wait. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? Oh, your goal... The damn picture moment.
Thank you.
Damn, do you see what I see? Let me see. I'll show you what I see.
See what I see.
Oh,
underneath me. Yes.
Do
purple
you?
Purple tree, wanna
do
claim
you?
Me?
You'll see. Well, see I guess.
Me.
I'll show you.
Oh.
Vibes. Damn, that sunlight is lit.
Wait, can I see?
Sorry,
yeah, that's pretty
see.
Cool. Whoa, that is cool.
I'm ready.
And then you were aware I was perceiving you, and then
I
you didn't.
Perceived.
And then, yeah, you were aware, and then you didn't know what to do. With this, you were cut. You were just lit.
Stop perceiving.